98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Tuesday night, the Oshkosh Common Council heard presentations from 13 of 14 candidates seeking to fill the seat left vacant by Chris Larson's resignation in October. Following the presentations, the council voted to appoint Jacob Amos, who was sworn in immediately. During his presentation to the council, Amos says he wants the residents and future residents of Oshkosh to see the same city that he fell in love with.
And for me, that experience was having safe streets, a safe community, I should say, a community that's accessible, and a community that's future-focused.
Councilmember Carl Bulow said because of the number and the quality of the candidates, he's hopeful for the future of Oshkosh.
The council should be in good shape for the future. With this many people coming forward and being deeply invested in running and serving, it gives me a lot of hope that we're never going to run out of great candidates to want to serve up here.
Oshkosh Mayor Matt Mugerauer.
First, a thank you to the applicants. Having 14 interested people who want to put service to their community above themselves is an awesome thing.
Amos will serve until the April 2026 election, when he has indicated that he will run for a full term. In other Common Council action, it voted to appropriate $11.1 million in the Capital Improvement Program budget for the I-41 pedestrian bridge project. The deadline to extend healthcare tax premiums is coming up. Millions of Americans are poised to see sharp increases in their health insurance premiums, or they could lose coverage altogether. Civic Media's Isabella Nieto reports.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin warned of skyrocketing healthcare costs at a health clinic in Wausau last Friday.
For 275,000 Wisconsinites, their healthcare costs will double, triple, or even worse. And for 30,000 Wisconsinites, this is estimated, the price will be so high that they'll choose to go without health insurance.
Premium tax credits through the Affordable Care Act help low and middle income families pay for their health insurance. Without action from Congress, they're set to expire at the end of this year.
What happens when many millions of Americans go uninsured? They forego preventative treatment, early intervention, and then when something's so bad, they go to the ER or the urgent care clinic, and it costs so much in those settings, and it's uncompensated, or somebody goes bankrupt just because of their medical bills.
Baldwin joined most Democratic senators in pushing to extend the credits. She said she's working across the aisle to get votes to extend the tax credit program.
Because they've heard from their constituents who are saying the same thing. And I know many of them who whisper to me or say in private settings, we really should do something. I really want to do something.
Congress is expected to vote on legislation aimed at extending the program through 2027 on December 15th, which is also the deadline to pick a health care plan for 2026. I'm Isabella Nieto.
The AAA projects that nearly 73 million Americans will be traveling by car this Thanksgiving. Joanne Krulatz has more on what that means at the pump.
Fewer Americans plan to hit the road for Thanksgiving this year, even as gas prices remain near the lowest holiday level since the pandemic, according to Gas Buddy. Gas Buddy forecast a national average price of gas of $3.02 per gallon on Thanksgiving Day, matching last year and marking one of the cheapest holiday averages since 2021. Gas Buddy's 2025 Thanksgiving travel survey shows that 60% of Americans plan to take a road trip, a sharp decrease from 72% last year. The decline comes despite stable fuel prices and points to a more home-centered holiday season. According to the survey, 74% say gas prices have no effect on their Thanksgiving travel plans, up from roughly 56% last year. Among those traveling, patterns remain familiar. 56% will cross at least one state line, 66% expect to drive more than 100 miles, and most plan to leave early to mid-morning on Wednesday, November 26th. Gas stations remain the most common pit stop, driven by convenience, price, and clean restrooms. A majority say they'll use a loyalty or cashback program to save on fuel, though slightly fewer than last year.
Today is not only the busiest travel day of the year, but also what police call Blackout Wednesday due to heavy drinking among college students heading home and holiday parties. If you plan on drinking, use a rideshare or have a designated driver this holiday weekend. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Badgers head west. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers spending Thanksgiving tomorrow in San Diego, taking on Providence in a four-team tournament, including Florida and TCU. Tip-off time 4:30. A fundraiser for the Rady Children's Hospital. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
It's just a great experience, and not only for what this game can help us improve upon and show us, but also going forward, what's coming in San Diego, and then what's coming, use that as a springboard in back into the Big Ten season.
The Bucks in Miami against the Heat in an NBA Cup Series game. Milwaukee looking to snap a 5-game losing streak. A full slate of NFL games for Thursday. The Packers against the Lions at noon. I'll have coverage from Detroit, followed by the Chiefs and the Cowboys in Dallas. And the nightcap, the Ravens host the Bengals in Baltimore. The first time the Packers played the Lions on Thanksgiving was 1951. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be windy with snow and blowing snow today. We're talking 1 to 3 inches, but wind will be gusting to 40 to 50, and that will create some big problems on the roads at times. Temperatures falling through the 20s today. Tonight, more blowing snow, upper teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, near 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.